B-Pod Studios.
Domani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Renee, you sent us a DM. You think Sean is cheating on you. What's going on in your relationship?
I have been with Sean for 6 years now. We've been together all the way since sophomore year of college. We've been dating forever.
Wow.
That was a long time.
So, no ring?
Right. So this summer, I kind of got tired of it after 6 years, and we had the big talk, and he wasn't ready to propose. So basically, we decided to just kind of take a step back for the summer and see where we were at, and like not officially break up, but just kind of, you know, not hang out as much and just have a little space, right?
Okay.
Well, like now we are back together. He's getting more texts than normal. He's just been like more private too. So he changed the password on his phone, and when I ask about the text, he just gets really weird about it and kind of shuts down.
So he's changed his password since you took your break. He had one password prior to the summer of Renee, and then he had another password now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I don't know. He just is weird about certain things. And I just can't tell. Like, I feel like maybe he's cheating on me after this summer. And he agreed that he wanted to get back together. So
did you ask him if he saw anybody while you guys were on your break?
So we agreed to not go there.
Okay. So you didn't see anybody. You didn't make out with anybody. You didn't hold hands. You didn't do anything with anyone.
We agreed to not discuss it.
But what did you do?
Oh, to not discuss it.
Yes. I want to know. Because, I mean, obviously we're not going to know what he did. But, like, did you see anyone else?
I didn't. I mean, there was, like, a little bit of totally casual. There was nothing serious whatsoever. You know, it was nobody that I was, like, talking to for a long time or anything that I had to
Take
off with to get back together with him.
But because you don't know what he did during that time and he's acting weird, it's all adding up to you that he could be cheating.
Yes. And I'm just, exactly. And so I'm like, you know, I need to know that because it's been 6 years now. We have decided to be together after this whole summer of being, apart a little bit.
And not finding anyone else, neither one of you. Yes.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So
all right.
Either we move forward and get engaged, or if he's cheating, this is over.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, let's call him. Lauren will offer the romantic package. We'll see who he sends it to. He's got a little QR code so we can write a little note to you, which will be cute. And we'll find out what's what. And then we'll put the pressure on. We'll be like, dude, put the ring on her finger. It's enough.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. I'm looking for Sean.
This is he. Who is this?
Hi, Sean. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic online gift company, and we recently launched.
Well, how did you get this number? I don't remember signing up for anything.
No. You didn't sign up for anything. Actually, one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram tag contest, and we reached out to them, and they gave us your phone number. But you have won $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to somebody that you love. We just ask that you simply tell somebody about our services. You don't have to post about it. Just mention it to a friend.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so Sean, I do have these beautiful romantic red roses for you to send to someone. Let's start off. Let me get the person's name that you'd like to send them to.
I'm not really sure who I want to send them to. Like, I mean, I've been having open batting tryouts all summer, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
To be completely honest with you, there's a lot of women that I would want to send this out to. Like, could we take each one of the flowers from the bouquet and, like, send it to somebody different?
Sean, I wish I could, but maybe, I mean, can you pick the MVP of the summer?
Um... would I be able to call you back? Or is this a good number to reach you on? I'm going to have to kind of like think this over and think of who I'd want to send these over to.
Actually, Sean, if I hang up with you, I have to move on to the next person, unfortunately.
Sean, are you kidding me right now? And there is one person that you should have sent those to. This is over. We're so over.
Wait, Renee, what are you doing on the... What?
Sean, this is Meanie and Loren in the morning. You're on War of the Roses, dude. You just got caught cheating on your girlfriend. You guys are supposed to be back together.
I mean, we are back together.
Well, you have a roster of people.
No, we're not.
You said you had batting tryouts, which means there was one woman after another that you were dating all summer long, and you don't even know which one you want to send it to. And Renee's right. Well, if the answer's not Renee, then that relationship's over with Renee.
I mean, yeah, but we both were talking to multiple people over the summer. That was kind of the deal.
But Sean, you're supposed to be back together.
I mean, we've slept together like 4 times in the past week. I'm disgusted. Mm. You are disgusting. After 6 years... This is, you say that you want to be back together and you say that you want to move forward and this is where you're at. Like, what the hell have I been doing for 6 years? It was to give each other space so we could make sure that you wanted to move forward with proposing and continue our relationship together. This was not so we could go explore other people and have freaking batting tryouts or whatever the hell you said. It is over.
There's no flower, Sean.
Sorry you had to find out this way, Renee, but at least now you know.
Thank you guys, because I could have wasted another 6 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.